What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 23rd edition, 23rd episode of the Popping Questions podcast. It's me, Chozen, sitting in my Harlem apartment on a Monday night, 11:41 p.m. Just got back in the crib after attending a show at Drome featuring the jazz vocalist Gregory Porter. New guy out there on the scene, just got nominated for a Grammy for Best Vocal Jazz Album, so he was kind of doing his celebration of that accomplishment at Drome, D-R-O-M, in New York City, and he's an excellent vocalist, excellent jazz vocalist. You guys should check him out when you get a chance. His name is Gregory Porter, and his album that was nominated is called Water. So if you guys get a chance, go ahead and check that out. It's a good album, and he has a song right now called Pretty that you could download for free. If you go to Gregory Porter, spelled exactly how it sounds, .bandcamp.com. So that's just me giving y'all some musical suggestions. And that's, you know, nobody's paying me to do this. I literally did just come from that show, Gregory Porter. So check them out. But that's not what we're here for. What we are here for is me answering these five anonymous questions, as I do twice a week, every week. Questions sent to me via my FormSpring account, FormSpring.me/JoesNC. Very cool website where you can send and ask anonymous questions. Don't reveal your identity. I can't even trace your identity. Trust me, a couple of people have sent me some questions that have prompted me to look and figure out ways that I could find out who sent them to me. But hey, it's pretty foolproof, the technology they're using, because I can't seem to figure out a way to find out who sent me these questions. You could also submit a question to me via feedback@untiligetmarried.com. You could email me a question there. Of course, if you email me a question, more than likely your identity will be revealed. But for the sake of the show and to keep things fair, I will keep you anonymous should you choose to email me at feedback@untiligetmarried.com. So, all that being said, why don't we get into this, the 23rd episode of the Popping Questions podcast. We're going to start with the first question. A woman writes to me, "Most of my dating history consists of persistent guys that I wasn't initially interested in and didn't know how to let down. While I know you wrote a post about this recently, what is an appropriate, effective way to turn a guy down so I don't look like a bitch?" As she said in the question. Well, unfortunately, men don't handle rejection well. And though I think the more rational men will not come away from being rejected thinking that the woman that rejected them was a bitch, you can't expect a man to just smile, grin, and bear it either. Some men may respond emotionally. Some men just may turn cold on you and walk the other way and act like they never even had a thing for you in the first place. What you're worried about here is something, though, that will inevitably happen to you. The idea of you being perceived as a bitch, because here's what's going to happen. And I tell people this all the time. I tell women, and I tell men this all the time. It's not about aiming high, so to speak, but it's about aiming right. And when I say that, I mean you have to go after the people that you want. And don't settle for anything less than that. there is a bar that all of us have. If you are settling for something that falls short of that bar, then you are doing yourself a disservice, and ultimately you will be hurting the person that you settled on. So quit with this dating the guys that are just hanging around long enough and wearing you down, who are just basically not doing anything wrong. I know that it may be difficult to find the kind of guy that, or to find the kind of guy that you want as much as he wants you, but trust me, they're out there, and it's worth it. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to whoever you're with, to be with that person, not with somebody that falls short of whatever mark you've established. So don't worry about being a quote-unquote bitch just because you're turning down a guy that you don't even really want in the first place. If you don't even really want him in the first place, then why are you even worried about what he thinks about you? The other thing is, like I said, if you settle, eventually all the things... Look, we already have to deal with the fact that most of us have, you know, an idea of who we want. And some of us are fortunate to get that person. And you could ask anybody who is with the same person that they first fell madly in love with. Eventually, that person became the same person that got on their nerves, that gave them a headache, that just drove them crazy. And they may still be with that person, they may not be, but the point is this. Even when we get the person of our dreams, the reality still eventually sinks in, and what we end up with is a very normal person, and by normal, I mean imperfect, and by imperfect, I mean somebody that gets on our nerves in ways we never even imagined. So... if you're already going to deal with that with the ideal person, you're definitely going to deal with that with the person that isn't even ideal for you in the first place. And as a result, you will become bitchy or a bitch to them because you can only mask your discontent for so long. And once you take that mask off of being happy and show your true colors, it's going to have a negative effect. So hold out for the very thing that you want because it's worth it, and you'll be much more tolerant, and that person will be much more tolerant of your attitude that may come off and make you look like a bitch. But I wouldn't use that word, especially if you reject me. I wouldn't use that word, so... you know, but best of luck with that. The next question is a question that I sure enough expected from one of my loyal readers and followers, and I appreciate this question. Question is, what did it feel like to watch your precious Steelers lose? Was there a morning after burn? First of all, just because my Steelers lost doesn't mean I got to STD as a result of that, so I wouldn't use the word burn. But there was a morning after blues, yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel like this question is a little condescending. The word precious Steelers. Look, the Steelers are precious to me. So yes, there was a little blues that I woke up with this morning because my team didn't win the Super Bowl and we got so far. I said today, you know, your team losing in the regular season and never making it to the playoffs, that's like breaking up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You know, your team making it to the playoffs and losing in the conference championship that takes the winners to the Super Bowl, if your team loses in that, that's like breaking off an engagement or breaking up with your fiance. Your team losing in the Super Bowl is like a divorce. You have made it so far. You have made it to the mountaintop only to get knocked down. And that is such a higher drop than most other teams. So, yeah, I mean, you got to think, I, you know, you invest time into these teams, not only season after season, but once the season starts, week after week after week. And that, you know, that stirs up emotions. So, yes, the game was important to me. I wanted to see my team win the Super Bowl, the third Super Bowl in 6 years, and they fell short of the mark. Did I cry? No, I didn't cry. Was I a little upset? Yeah, I was a little upset. But, you know, life goes on. Third question. Question number three. If or when you have a daughter, what do you think you'll teach her about the male species? It's a good question. Probably something that I will touch on throughout the years that I spend writing about my life. So I don't have one definitive answer, and I don't have one definitive list that I'm working on in terms of things that I would teach my daughter. But I do have a niece, and I do think all the time about when she gets of age, and, you know, and I can actually talk to her, and the things that I say I know might resonate with her. I guess if I had to pick one thing right now that I would tell my niece, or that I would tell this, you know, hypothetical daughter that I don't have and may or may not have, it would just be that guys get hurt too. And I don't know, I don't think that I would tell her that so that she would have sympathy for a guy. But I just know that if there's one thing that I always try to explain to women, it's that sometimes things like breakups or when things don't work out, that they take their toll on us too. And far too often, I think women don't really think that men are going through any sort of pain when they're going through pain. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of times we are. And I'm not talking about a guy that's hurting because he hurt a woman. I'm talking about a guy that gets hurt or is hurting because he had an idea of how things should work out and they didn't work out that way. And I think that one thing that drives women crazy oftentimes is that they feel like they're dealing with these emotionless creatures just because a man won't show their emotional side to them. And that's not the case. So if I ever saw my daughter or my niece coming home feeling like she was the only one that was hurt, you know, she's going to have to get out over that on her own time, in her own way. But I would remind her, hey, trust me, it's not all good over there either. You know, and if you think that it is because maybe you saw him walking around with some new girl or something like that, you're still on his mind. You still made an impact. He hasn't forgotten about you. And I would hope that hearing something like that would make her feel better. Who knows? Like I said, I'm sure there is a lot that I would add to that list of things that I would tell my daughter or my niece when she becomes of age. Question number four, black woman question. Here we go. I'm growing my relaxer out, yes. And my man is having a hard time with my natural hair state, no. A fluffy afro, kind of like, she references Lela James. For those who aren't familiar with Lela James, L-E-E-L-A James. Google that. images will pop up. You'll see what she's talking about. I typically keep it straight for work, she says, but on the weekend, I rock my fro. He seems so unattracted to me when I'm like this. What should I do? Well, all right. On one hand, I want to tell you, you know, do what makes you feel good, because I'm a big proponent of that. I need you to feel your best, because if you don't feel your best, I know you're not going to look your best. So that's fair. Okay, you should be able to rock your hair whatever way makes you feel best, because that will make you just a much more pleasant person for me to be around. If you're feeling good about yourself, then I'm feeling good about being with you. But in your man's defense, you might not look as good as you think you do in the natural hair state. Now, this isn't me saying that natural hair women versus straight hair women, one looks better than the other. No. I'll take you straight. I'll take you natural. I don't really care. What I do care about is that you're very aware of what style works for you and what style makes you the most attractive. Remember, you're in a relationship here. You can't just be thinking about what you like to look at in the mirror. You got to be thinking about what your man likes to look at in you. And hey, he should be thinking the same thing. In other words, if he's starting to grow his hair out and that just isn't a good look for him, or you don't really like that look, then you should be like, hey, you know, I don't really like it when you wear your hair like that. It kind of makes me not want to have sex with you. If you told a man that, trust me, he's going right back to the style that makes you want to have sex with him. Okay? I understand that you really may like the way that the natural hair makes you feel, but you also got to understand and look deeper within this situation and know that it's having a negative effect on the way your man reacts to you, and that isn't making you feel good. So, what are you going to remedy? You can go back to your straight hair, because clearly you wear it for work. So you can go ahead and go back to rocking your straight hair for him. And ride that baby home until the wheels come off. Or you can continue to rock the afro on the weekends and feel bad about the way that it's making your man react to you. But you do have to make a choice, and you do have to be conscious of that. I would suggest you get some more, and you really, really, really need to go out there and find some really honest opinions. And say, which one, don't even ask people, hey, what do you think looks better, the straight hair or the natural hair? People get too caught up in just the hair. Ain't nobody making love to the hair, okay? Your hair isn't making faces when I'm making love to you, okay? It's all about the way the hair fits within the total package. And you just basically got to ask maybe some of your girlfriends, maybe some of your home good guy friends. Look, if I was single and you could style me, and you had to style me so that I would be the most attractive, so I would be as attractive as I could possibly be to the opposite sex, would you keep my hair natural? Or would you straighten my hair? And whatever they say, whatever you get a majority answer of, I would stick with that. That's what I would do. But I'm not you. I don't have this problem. This is your problem. I hope that the advice that I gave you helps solve that problem somewhat. Good luck with that. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'll even go so far as to say this. Send me a picture of your hair straight. Send me a picture of your hair in an afro. I'm not trying to make a decision for your man, but hey, I will keep it 100 with you. And I will tell you, look, I like you better. If I like you better in the natural hair, that don't mean that you should rock it. I'm just saying you should get another opinion. And if I do tell you that I like you with your natural hair, at least you know that if your man doesn't like it, there's other men out there that do. Not trying to take it from your man. Want you to stay with your man. But, you know, this is feedback and untilIGetMarried.com. Email me there. Email me 2 pictures, one in the natural hair, one in the straight hair. I'll give you an honest answer. And question number 5. Another Super Bowl related question. Love this question. Am I wrong for putting a guy on sex restriction for 10 days for going against my Steelers in the Super Bowl? Signed. No, that's not signed. That's what she says. And she goes on to call her boyfriend or whoever this guy is a whack-ass Giants fan. Look, I was at my brother's yesterday watching the Steelers game. My brother and all his friends are Giants fans. But because they're in the NFC and we're in the AFC, hey, you know, they root for my team because, you know, they know that they would, if they won the NFC in the NFC conference, the National Football Conference, they would be able to play the AFC, the division that my team plays in the Super Bowl. So, you know, not all Giants fans are Steelers haters, okay? All of my brother and all of his friends rooted for the Steelers yesterday. But the real question is, are you wrong for putting a guy on sex? I can honestly say, no, you're not. This has nothing to do with guys versus girls or anything like that. Let me tell you something. If a woman that I dated rooted against my team, especially if her team wasn't even in the Super Bowl and the Giants weren't in the Super Bowl, rooted against my team, I would definitely restrict her from sex with me for 10 days. As I always say, to root against my team, especially when you have no team. I'm only talking about when you have no team, okay? Or when your team is not playing. To just pick the opponent of my favorite team to say, I want your team that you love so much to lose is basically telling me that you don't want to see me happy for however long it makes me happy to see my team win. You are rooting against my happiness. That is what you're doing when you root against my team. Therefore, I am going to go to whatever lengths to make you unhappy too. If that means withholding sex from you for 10 days, so be it. No sex for you for 10 days. Better never, ever, ever root against my team again, especially if you don't have a team in the race in the first place. Okay? So no, you're not wrong. And I hope he learns his lesson after you follow through with it. And girl, let me tell you this right now. Do it, okay? 10 days. Stick to your guns about it. Okay? Don't. The 8th day, 7th day, however hard it gets for you, do something about it that doesn't involve him. Hell, do something about it that doesn't involve him right in front of him. Okay? Make that fool learn his lesson. It's not about rooting for or against your team. It's about rooting for or against your happiness. Don't let him root against your happiness again. Teach this man the lesson the hard way. Best of luck with that. That's it, folks. That is the 23rd edition of the Poppin' Questions podcast. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Feel free to hit me up with your anonymous question for consideration at my FormSpring. That's FormSpring.me/JoesNC. Or you can email me your anonymous question at feedback@untilIgetmarried.com. Should be back on Thursday or Friday with the 24th edition of the Poppin' Questions podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a blessed one. Peace.